Well, my talk title this morning is, Who Will You Love? I wonder. That's a question with an answer, isn't it? Sometimes many answers. So it's a serious question. It's upon me, so I share it with you. And I'll give you a moment to consider your answers. Who will you love? Now I want you to do something. Well, I invite you. I invite you to give thanks for these individuals, these ones whom you know, who you love, for what a gift they are. For you to be so assured of love, to experience love through these beings in your life. These beings whom you love allow you the magnificent experience of knowing love. So I'll give you a moment to be in gratitude for that love. So Ernest Holmes wrote, Love is a cosmic force whose sweep is irresistible. I find love to be completely irresistible. It is my favorite subject. I was talking to my son last night, and we were chatting away about all kinds of things, and then he said, Oh my gosh, Mom, I'm sorry. I know it's Saturday night. You're probably getting ready for tomorrow. I said, It's all good. I'm talking about love. And he knew it was true that I have a lot to say about love. I have a lot of feeling about it. I have a lot of appreciation for the power of love. And and there's many approaches to it. So it's powerful when we feel that vibration of love, when we pause and we consider and we connect with that energy of love that we feel in the presence of someone, in the experience of someone, and in that vibration. And what I love about it is that it's really not articulateable, and yet it's all we talk about. It's all we dream about. It's all what everything is wrapped up in. Even everything that seems so opposing to it is what we know to be a cry for love. And so with love, we have the ability to get to know it in greater and greater and greater ways. If I think back to when I was young and younger and what I thought about love and what I wanted and looked for in love, it's very different than where I am today. For a time in my life, Valentine's Day was about having a Valentine, about having that person, especially when I was in my younger school age years, and my friends would have a Valentine and would have someone that was special to them, and I would be like, oh, but wait, is that love? Is that how I know that I'm loved and that I'm loving, that I have this person? And time goes by, and I learn a little bit more about love. I learn about how it's experienced and shared, and I have love. I find in my own life, this was my experience, I find that I love so many. And I think, well, heck, how's that possible? Isn't love supposed to be, you know, the one true love? Isn't it supposed to be this person? But I love so many. What am I doing wrong? It was a serious feeling for me until I came to realize that in loving so many, what I was doing, what I was allowing, what I was experiencing was the presence of love. was the experience of love, was the energy and the vibration of love. And each time I feel that, or you feel that, or we feel that energy, that vibration of love, and we feel that quickening, that cosmic force whose sweep is irresistible, we are moved by it. Sometimes I like to think of it as the movement of the Holy Spirit. That movement of love is not just moving through me, but it's moving as me. This vibration, this energy, this creative power of love is what we come to know in greater and greater and greater ways. We come to know the many holy ways of love. And we begin often with, who do we love? Who do we love? And each time we experience it and we express it and we share it and we name it and we claim it, it comes alive in us in a greater way. But every time I ask, who do you love? Are there also the people, the ideas that we don't love? Is there that which falls outside of the realm of who do you love? I think if we're all honest, it's true. When we put it like that. I mean, I want to love everyone. It's my goal to love everyone. I think I'm supposed to love everyone. But sometimes they're just not that lovable. What can I do with that? What can I do with that in those moments of, but not that? And I think it's important at that point to just let go of the who or the what and just ask, will you love? Patty, will you love? Take it away from that person, that thing, that event, that situation, that condition, and simply be in the question, will you love? Well, there's an opening there. It immediately kind of frees me. Will I love? Yes, indeed. It isn't about them being lovable. It isn't about me finding that lovableness in them. Will I love? So I ask you, seriously, will you love? I hear your yes. I hear it, and it's powerful. When we allow ourselves to be free, to simply be in that space, will I love? Well, yes, indeed, I will. I wonder what that's going to look like in this situation, in this relationship, in this current reality. What will it look like? I don't know. There's many holy ways of love. Many. So we need each other to know love, to experience love in our relationships. If we're going to have loving relationships, we need each other. We need each other so that we can know the power and the presence and the authority and the joy of love. And love isn't really something that we get to barter or exchange in a relationship, is it? Not really. It isn't something that, oh, I'll love you and you'll love me, and then we have this exchange of love because that's what we're supposed to do. Sometimes it feels like that. Sometimes it looks like that. Fred did give me a beautiful loving gift this morning. It's in my pocket. But it's not about the barter. It's not about the exchange. It's about feeling within myself that loving presence when I am in your presence. Will I love? Will I love despite the things that are going on? You see, when there are people or situations or conditions outside of that, who will I love? It creates a problem. Actually, more accurately said, because it doesn't create anything, it reveals the problem. It reveals a problem. And the problem isn't out there. The problem is right here within me. Rumi was right. He was absolutely right when he said, it is not ours to go out and search for love, but to reveal the blocks within ourselves. So when there is something going on out here and I'm having a challenging time loving, then what I get to do is look within here and go, oh, what is upon my heart? What is upon my mind? What is upon my thinking that is blocking love within me? Will I love? It might take some courage. Remember, courage is that French word about the heart. It's not easy sometimes to look at that thing that's going on within ourselves that's blocking the love within us, and yet that is the very thing that we are called to do if we want to know the many holy ways of love. So sometimes we can simply start with, will I love? And then let it steep and let it simmer and let it reveal the pathway. Yes, we do direct love, but love ultimately is what is directing us. It's guiding us, it's leading us, it's encouraging us, and it is moving us. It is that cosmic sweep whose that cosmic force whose sweep is irresistible. So it's still a question, isn't it? Who will you love, and will you love? They're both still questions, and they both still require and offer a choice. So at some point, can we even drop the will you love? Who will you love becomes will you love? Will you love becomes you love? We go deeper. We'll let go of more of the periphery. We're coming closer and closer and closer to the center of our own being, which is love. Who will I love? It's out here. Will I love? It's still a question. It's leading me closer to in here. You love. I love. We love. There's something so beautiful about that. Love is who we are. It's what we are. It's the expression of everything that is moving through us. We love. Naturally, intuitively, we love. So, could it be that our problem is thinking that there's a right way and a wrong way to love? Could it be that we're trying to make love fit into a box? That we're trying to identify love in the exterior of our lives, when really love is just something that lives within us and is expressing through us and as us. Sometimes our problem is thinking that we need to change the past, or we need to shape the future, or we need to make something happen, and love doesn't need any of that. What we do with love is we shine the light of love upon our life. We shine the light of love upon our relationships. We shine the light of love upon our body, in the body of our affairs. We shine the light of love upon everything that is going on. We love. We love. So, it's true. That is what I want us to do. It's true that that is my call to us. It's true that that is what I affirm and I know and I declare that is true, that we love. And yet, in those moments when we don't experience love, in those moments when there is something else going on, in those moments when we feel that block that Rumi is talking about, when we sense it and we can't even identify it, but we know it's there, that is not the time to ignore it. That is not the time to simply say, oh, I love, I love, I love, and it will disappear. Sometimes we actually have to let the block, that limited thinking, that idea of separation, that idea that there is God and something else, that there is love and something else. I want to know what it is that's blocking me from knowing the power and the presence and authority of love in every moment, in every relationship that I have. And if I want to do that, yes, I proclaim the truth, I know the truth, I declare it, I decree it. And at the same time, when I feel that niggle, that nudge, that invitation to heal my limited thinking, my idea of separation, then I do that. Because what's happening is love is being revealed. If we can approach those moments, those accusations in our mind, those accusations against both ourselves and each other, and know that in allowing them, not giving energy to them, I don't want to shine light on the accusation. I want to shine light on the love and let the accusation be revealed. Be healed. Because love is being revealed. Do I need to say that again? I want to shine the light upon love, allowing the accusation, the idea of separation, the idea of there's love and something else, be healed. Can I, will I stand in the discomfort? Can I, will I be willing to be in the presence of my pain so that a greater idea can be revealed? It's not because I want us to suffer. It's not because I want us to go dig a deep hole into a dark place and never come back out again. That's not it. What I'm talking about is be willing to allow what it was that brought me there to be revealed, to be healed. So the power is in recognizing what in me, what in our consciousness made that a possibility. As I heal my feeling of betrayal, I reveal my confidence and my self-assurance of God in me, of love in me. As I heal that idea of separation, I reveal a greater connection with love. Who will you love? Will you love? You love. And in the end, there's only love. That's what we start with. It's who we are. And we are continually returning to love, circling back to it, including more of it, extending more of ourselves into the field of love, allowing love to live with us in a greater way. Love It's equally available to all. It's not limited by anything but our own experience of it. It's a power and it moves through us. So I invite us to be open to looking at how it's being revealed in us today. How is love taking shape and shaping us in a greater way? And are we allowing it to? Do you think that you already know everything about love? And everything that you think about love is awesome and wonderful and beautiful. And what I've come to know is that it's God. And I don't yet know everything about God. I don't yet know everything about love. But am I curious? Am I interested? Do I want to know more? Do I want to experience more? Do I want to feel it and be it and share it more? You betcha, I sure do. So I continue to look at the many names of love and the many ways of love. So on this beautiful Valentine Day, when the subject is love and the power of love is palpable, let's use it. Let's direct it. Let's share it. Let's make it mean something in a greater way in our life. May we act in accordance with the love that is bubbling up within us. May we notice gently, lovingly, where we sabotage love in our life and gently, kindly bring ourselves back into alignment with that power that is love. May we continue to know ourselves through the many holy ways of love. I probably don't say it enough. So I'll take the opportunity. You are loved. You are loved beyond measure. And I love you. Thank you. And so it is. Let's bring back Alan Dale.